So now it is time for us to begin, and we'd like to begin the information session for the RFP for entities to receive subsidies and implement the project of decommissioning and contaminated water management, conceptual study of innovative approach for fuel debris retrieval, and feasibility study of essential technologies. I will be moderating the session today. I am Nakajima from Mitsubishi Research Institute, MRI, the project management office of this project. And for this session, we have distributed the agenda, and we'd like to proceed according to it, and we'd like to ask for your cooperation for proceeds smoothly. And I believe you will have many questions regarding each of the topics, but we have a question and answer session at the end, and we'd like to ask you to keep your questions till the end. So now I would like to ask the Mr. Kondo from the Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry to say a few words of opening. From the Agency of Natural Resource and Energy, Nuclear Policy Section, Decommissioning Contaminated Water Office, I serve as a planning officer, and I'd like to say a few words. Regarding the decommissioning of Fukushima Daiichi, it said that it will take 30 to 40 years for completion, but we would like to take the fuel debris out of the first unit in 2020 by the earliest. And we, in order to do this, we need to make steady preparations. On the other hand, in terms of the decommissioning contaminated water management of Fukushima Daiichi, this is unprecedented in the world, and we must collect all of the wisdom across the world in order to engage in this activity. And we have had provided subsidies to these challenging tasks for developing different equipment. And since the accident, such equipment has been used to investigate the insides of the buildings, and we've been able to see a little of what it looks like. And we have understood now that the conditions in each of the units are different. At Fukushima Daiichi, there is the mid- and long-term roadmap for decommissioning, and we must consider the reduction of dose. And in order to do so, the idea is to use a method to fill the containment vessel with water in order to reduce dose to in removing fuel debris. And we will develop equipment for that. But on the other hand, as an innovative approach or alternative approach, we are also considering approaches to remove the fuel debris without flooding the containment vessel. As part of this, METI is working with IRID and commissioning IRID, the International Research Institute for Nuclear Decommissioning, to look at the Request for Information, RFI, to collect information about alternative or innovative approaches on technologies. And based on that information, we have the conceptual study for innovative approach for fuel debris retrieval, as well as the feasibility study of essential technologies. And this bid was started in June 29th, or rather the RFP was started in June 29th. And we will talk about the background of this project and also the procedures. And this will be led not only by METI, but also MRI, which serves as the project management office, as well as the technical supporting organization, IRID. So thank you very much for your participation, despite your busy schedules in this information session. And I hope that this session will lead to your business proposals. Thank you very much.